This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It would have been the largest copper mining company in the world. The BHP, a mining giant, offered to buy another giant, Anglo American, for $39 billion. Anglo American said, no thank you. Too low, not going to happen, at least not for that price. The deal still could go through, maybe for a higher price, but the reason it hasn't so far speaks to just how valuable copper is to the world's transition to green energy. Because as much as we hear about things like lithium, copper is in pretty much everything green energy related. There are, for example, an average of 183 pounds of copper in a given electric vehicle. Markets know this, and the price of copper is at a two-year high. Anglo American knows it too, and isn't going to let itself be bought for cheap. Marketplace's Kaylee Wells has more.
Copper's a hot commodity because it's in cars and phones and power lines. It's also in solar panels and wind turbines, meaning it plays a major role in the renewable energy transition.
There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever that increased demand is going to be reflected in copper.
RJO Futures chief market strategist Eli Tesfai wasn't surprised when he heard the mining company turned down a $39 billion offer.
If you anticipate higher price action, it behooves you to kind of wait it out a little bit.
The jump in demand is likely here to stay. Copper will play a major part in meeting clean energy goals, says Barbara Arnold. She's a professor in the Department of Energy and Mineral Engineering at Penn State.
How many more wind turbines can we install? How many more solar farms can we install? Knowing that you also are going to have to, at some point, start having battery storage installed as well. That's going to take a lot of copper.
The jump in price isn't just from an increase in demand for copper. It's because the supply hasn't been increasing along with it.
If there's going to be a shortage to meet demand, prices go up. That's econ one.
There are a few reasons supply isn't keeping up. One problem, the mines that already exist are producing lower and lower grade copper ore, making the process more expensive. The other, getting new mines up and running can take more than a decade. Blue Line Futures chief market strategist Philip Strebel says that process has been getting more complicated.
Due to increased regulations and safety and awareness of what's going on with the environment, mining, they're just becoming more efficient, things like that, which has resulted in less copper supply coming out there.
So copper demand is expected to stay high. The road to more copper supply is full of hurdles, and mining companies like Anglo American can wait for higher bidders. I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.